A race against time in this hospital in Sehwan, a village in southern Pakistan. A growing number of children suffering from malaria and other contagious diseases are being rushed to hospitals. The country is trying to overcome the aftermath of its worst floods in recent memory.
I wish and I pray to Allah that the people displaced by floods get back to their homes before the winter. They will be exposed to respiratory illness and pneumonia in winter living in tents. Most of these patients are from areas that were submerged when unprecedented monsoon rains fell in the last 2 months.
Most of these patients are from areas that were submerged when unprecedented monsoon rains fell in August and September.
Doctor said she had malaria. This is our fourth night here and I'm worried. There's nothing to eat here, but Allah has been very kind to give us everything.
The floods displaced more than 30 million people. Wadiri Khatun lost her house, along with her husband and two children. Getting food and shelter is a daily struggle.
I am a pregnant woman and it's hard for me to get some food for myself and my kids. I go barefooted to get some food where I have to wait for hours and hours, which is putting my life and that of my baby at risk. There isn't any help from anyone. We're dying of starvation and diseases.
One third of the country has been affected by the flooding. The authorities are desperate for international aid. The devastation has made people more concerned about threats from climate change. And in a nation that suffers from long cycles of drought and high temperatures, many fear the worst may be yet to come. Hashim Al-Bara, Al Jazeera,